Gee, Vargas File, Chukajee and Tark, and Luke Claskey and the Shock, the show with me, Tom Cormack, as always here on a Wednesday night. And, well, a bitterly cold Wednesday night looking out. It's slightly snowing here at the mountaintop, I think, certainly. Heavy hail shower on at the moment, but you're very welcome. So do pull up to the fire, get up the cup of tea or the cup of coffee, and, well, stay tuned for the next 28, 29 minutes, because we've got quite an interesting programme lined up for you. But before we hear from John McConnell on feast and festival of football they're having in Ardra this weekend in memory of the late goalkeeping coach Pat Shovlin. Of course, Pat was goalkeeping coach to the 2012 All-Ireland winning Donegal team, and well, there's a commemorative weekend for him this weekend in aid of charity. It's called Pat's All-Star Weekend, and the Pat's All-Stars are playing the Donegal 2012 All-Ireland winning team. We'll talk to John McConnell, who is one of the organisers, of course, well-known GAA official in Ardra, coach, manager, indeed former county chairman and county PRO here in Donegal as well. So, well-known, and he'll give us some details on that, but some very interesting people, and very, very, well, a star-studded team managed by former Fermanagh player and current Monaghan manager Malachy O'Rourke. And later in the programme as well, we're going to be joined by Michael McMullen, the sports editor of the County Derry Post. And, well, we're going to find out for Michael how the Division 4 National Football League title win over Leitrim last weekend has gone down in the Oakleaf County, and how they have come through Division 4 undefeated, of course, quite a good campaign. So back somewhat on track in Derry, and of course now looking forward to an Ulster Championship meeting with none other than Tyrone. Of course, they seem to be always meeting in the Championship. And my congratulations also to Declan Boner, Michael Murphy and Donegal as well, who won the Division 2 National League Final. Fantastic second half performance, coming from 8 points down at one stage in the first half after a nightmare start. And well, Michael Murphy, I suppose, led the way once again. Magic Murphy, I've seen headlines from it, 7 points. Jamie Brennan got a goal and 2, and young Oisín Gallan, who has been, I suppose, the find of the league so far for Donegal, coming in at corner forward, still only 18 years of age, scored 4 points last Saturday afternoon in Croke Park, or Saturday evening in Croke Park. Scored 4 points the week before against Kildare in Father Tierney Park as well. So young Niall O'Donnell from St. Junan's coming in as well. Quite a lot of good performances. Neil McGee came back in at fullback, and Donegal in a quite a healthy state now as they prepare for that Ulster Championship meeting with Fermanagh in Brewster Park in what, just towards the end of May. Of course, Fermanagh, one of the two teams that defeated Donegal in the National League this year, doing it also in O'Donnell Park. Tipperary were the other team to do it. But as I say, it's a busy weekend in Ardra. It's a busy week here in Donegal, Derry as well, because the All-County Football Leagues get underway. We had one game here in Donegal last weekend. St. Michael's got their season up and running with a win over Milford in the Bridge. But and the All-County Leagues got up underway in Tyrone as well last weekend. But as Ardra we go, first of all, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by John McConnell. John, a very good night to you. And tell me, John, Pat Shovlin, of course, fondly remembered, sadly remembered as well in Ardra. Great character, great goalkeeper, great goalkeeping coach, and I suppose became a huge star in 2012. I'm not sure if many goalkeeping coaches have done that in Gaelic football, but certainly Pat does. And you have a big weekend for him this weekend in his memory.
We have indeed, Tom. Yeah, we're looking forward to it now at this stage. It kind of has been on the go since October last. We're kind of friends of Pat's, just met up when we were kind of waiting until after the first anniversary, and we knew we were going to do something. We just hadn't it pinned down, you know. But shortly before Pat died, himself and his good friend Dr. Charlie McManus, who's the county team doctor, spent a bit of time together and has picked an all-star team that Pat picked, and I see that kind of stem from there, Tom, really, and we kind of we went around. We decided, obviously, the best weekend with the fixture list the way it is. We figured the only weekend we could get away with probably the weekend after the National League was over, and so we set about kind of contacting players and that kind of stuff, and seeing what we could get. And Declan Boudreau committed to it earlier on, with the any of the players in the current panel would be available for the 2012 team. And so it took a life of its own on from there, really. We started contacting teams around the country, and to be honest, we were kind of flabbergasted at the response. You know, it was really hard to believe. I just ring them or text them or send a letter. We just sent out letters and followed up with a phone call or a text. And yeah, no problem, I'll be there. It was for 99% of them. And if others couldn't be there, really, it was just because they'd done previous commitments made. You know, so we're delighted with the lineup that we have between.
Yeah. There's some star sort of name just looking through them. You have Sean Cavanagh, Tyrone, John Doyle, Kildare, Oisin McConville, Daniel Hughes, Dick Clerken. They're really from all corners. Adrian Sweeney, of course, quite a big selection. Conor Martyr from Mayo, Aaron Kernan, Armagh, Benny Coulter down.
That's right, Tom. Yeah, there's really kind of a who's who of the football and beyond, you know. Our neighbouring counties, Tyrone and Derry, very well represented the Tyrone lads. Every one of them just said yes, get away. And Neil Morgan, Peter Hart came in there last week, and Sean Cavanagh, Joe McMahon, you know, then kind of lads, obviously Owen Mulligan, you know, it really is, you know, the guy who has the end of doing that, Chrissy McKeague, Paddy Bradley as well, and as I say, it's kind of stems from there as well, you know, I mean, this, you know, all over the country, this, you know, it's been a great response, really, really humbling as a response, to be honest, you know.
Yeah, and Stephen McDonald, Armagh, I think Pádraig Joyce has been added to the squad this week as well, has he, of Galway?
That's right, yeah, Pádraig wasn't sure would he make it or not, but he's in charge of the under-20 squad in Galway, but he said he would confirm this week, and he did come back to me yesterday with a text saying that he'd be here, and he's coming up from Galway and travelling down after the game. So, I mean, well, I know, as you mentioned, with club games all over the country, you know, really, and especially around here in Donegal and neighbouring counties, most of the lads are, we offered everyone a free weekend to stay and all, but most of them are just coming for the game and are staying around for an hour or two afterwards and then heading back to for the club game the following day, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a great commitment in itself, you know.
Yeah. And Pat obviously would have known, or they would have known most of this team.
They would have, yeah. Pat was, as you said, when you're on tour there, Tommy, you know, Pat was well known all over the place, you know, obviously in 2012 when he got involved with Jim and the 21s and that, and from then on the senior team, you know, he was never too far away on the sideline when Jim was there, you know, obviously, you know, as you know, they're first cousin, so I mean, they're a very close bond, and Pat's profile increased from there, and as I say, he was big bodies like Sleek Gillen and these lads as well, and he was never afraid to tell everybody, you know.
Yeah. Well, we were expecting him to move to Glasgow Celtic at one stage. Unfortunately, the illness struck. But tell me, the game is Malachy O'Rourke, isn't it, of Fermanagh, and Monaghan is the manager of the team. He's taking on that responsibility.
That's right. Malachy O'Rourke, another man like the rest of the players, is absolutely no problem at all, John. Damien Diver's going to be assistant manager for the All-Stars. And Malachy's coming down with the wife and children on Saturday. So, I mean, another man. They're all busy men. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, they have a lot more to be doing, but they really prioritise this event for us, and we're very grateful to them all, you know.
And the game is Saturday evening. Have you time for it?
Game is 6:30 Saturday evening, Tom. The program for the evening is the game is 6:30. Jimmy was the referee. So in the 6:30, at half time, then during the game, we have a kind of bring a ball that we've invited all children from whatever clubs are coming from in the county to bring a ball with them and go for a kick about at half time. It's become a very popular practice in county games, and we're going to do it on Saturday as well. After the match, then we get a bit of grub upstairs. There'll be dinner for upstairs for the players, both teams, for the Donegal team and the All Star team. And
it's the Donegal team of 2012. That all early.
2012 team, yeah. And the majority of them lads are going to be there. Probably the man that can't make it. That we're sorry, he can't make it. Is Neil Gallagher. I think Neil's in America at the weekend, so he's obviously would love to be here, but just can't be helped, you know. But After the match, we're having a kind of a Q&A and a kind of championship preview for a couple of hours with Sean Pierre, who's the MC for that. And when we have so many top names about the place, we want to make the most out of it. So we're going to have a bit of fun upstairs with that. And there's an open bar on the night, and the night finishes off. Then we finish up in the clubhouse around 10:30-ish, and then we have a dance then in Nesbitt Arms. Later on then from about 11:30 on to late, you know, and say that all the proceeds from the event goes to, it's going to be split three ways between the Donegal Hospice, the Irish Cancer Society, and the Oncology Ward in Letterkenny University Hospital, which, as you know, Pat was a very valued staff member, and they cared for him very well there before, unfortunately, before he passed away, you know.
And Jim McGuinness, can he make it?
Jim can't make it this weekend, Tom, with the obviously he's struggled with Lindsay with Manchester weekend. He would love to be here, but unfortunately can't make it. But he's on the WhatsApp group since the thing started, and he's been giving us great support. So, I mean, that's just one of them things. Jim can't make it, but I'm sure if he could at all, he'd be there. But obviously, priorities in the band is with his job in America, you know.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't want to put you on the spot. You don't have the list of players in front of you, do you? No, you
I have.
Maybe you just quickly run through them so that everybody gets to know exactly who's going to be there.
Oh, sure. Mayor Morgan of Tyrone is listed to go in next. Colin Mortimer Mayo, Aaron Kiernan from Armagh, Benny Coulter from Down. Adrian Sweeney, Donegal, Chrissy McCaig, Derry, Daniel Hughes, Down, Dick Clarkin, Monaghan, Enda Muldoon, Derry, Joe McMahon, Tyrone, John Doyle, Kildare, Mickey Hegarty from Kilcairn, Donegal, obviously, Owen Mulligan, Tyrone, Paddy Bradley, Derry, Paul Finlay, Monaghan, Sean Kavanagh, Tyrone, Finian Hanley, the former Galway fullback, Stephen McDonald from Armagh, Brendan Boyle from my own club, Ardagh, the captain of the side, Brian Monaghan from Masters, of course, in Donegal. Raymond Sweeney from Dunlow, Donegal. Peter Hart, Tyrone. Paddy Joyce of Galway. And there's another. I'm hoping one more big high profile star will be able to come out for two tomorrow. So, but then I'm out of names myself. I think we'd put this in the field, Tom, you know.
Look, John, unfortunately, the line isn't the best, but we hope you have a good weekend. Just remind us the game again, 6:30.
6:30, Tom. 6:30 is over, and is everyone welcome.
Yeah, and praying for good weather.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, that's John McConnell. We thank him for taking his call. Unfortunately, the line wasn't the best. Hopefully, you got the message anyway on that. That's the Pat's All-Star Weekend. Star-studded team selection. You heard the names there from right around the country, taking on the Donegal 2012 team. Of course, that game is in Ardragh, and it's all in aid of charity. And well, it's a sad weekend, but obviously a good cause, and Pat Shovlin's popularity obviously is echoed there in the players that have committed to it. You're listening to me, Tom Cormack, here on Highland Radio. It's on Wednesday night. It's the GA programme, and we'll be joined shortly by Michael McMullen, the sports editor of the County Derry Post. And well, we'll talk to Michael to see how Division 4 league title has gone down. Remember, Derry defeated Leitrim last Saturday evening in Croke Park, or last Saturday afternoon, 20 points to 16. That's how it ended. And well, that's coming up right after these. GAA Vegas Falter Rash, Kaji and Clark, coming new class gear on the shock than the show with me, Tom Cormack. Just to remind you again that Pat Shovlin All-Star Sporting Weekend is on this weekend. An All-Star squad of quite a number of players from all over the country, some of the biggest names over the last decade or so, and even a little bit further back there in our draft for this All-Star game between Donegal 2012 All-Ireland winning team and Pat Shovlin's All-Star. Of course, the late Pat Shovlin died the year before last year as a young man after a long illness and a long battle with cancer, and a number of charities getting in, benefiting from that game, which is in Ardragh on Saturday evening at 6:30, and refreshments afterwards in the clubhouse. Well, before we go to Michael McMullen, our congratulations to Kevin Cassidy of Gweedore, of course, who had a fantastic championship campaign, particularly Ulster championship campaign. Kevin really came good in the Ulster championship, playing at full forward, and he's in the running for the AIB Club Championship Footballer of the Year. Which was revealed today, and of course he's also made the All-Star Club Championship Team of the Year, along with his club colleagues Oran McFadden Ferry and Oran McNeely. So congratulations to all of those, and certainly obviously Gweedore getting back into action. I hear Kevin is back in training as well, so they take on Niamh Connell in the opening game of the Donegal Brian McCormack Division 1 League campaign, which gets underway this weekend with games in all divisions, in actual fact. And Kevin featuring for Gwydor, they take on Niamh Connell down in Marigallen on Sunday in a repeat of last October's Donegal final. So we look forward to that and all those games. But we're turning your attention to our neighbours Derry, and of course well, much has been written about Derry's demise in recent years and their drop from what, just playing Division 1 football in a Division 1 league final against Dublin. I think in 2015 it was Michael McMullen dropping down to play in Division 4 this year. But they've come back up and won the Division 4 title last weekend. I suppose that's no more than was expected.
Yeah, I think Chrissy McCaig's speech probably summed it up. It was very short and sweet, and I suppose the victory was expected, but any day you go to Croke Park and win a national title has to be appreciated. And I suppose the younger players in the panel, it's a good starting point with where Derry needs to go, really, 2020 in Division 3, so it's a good platform.
Yeah, and I know when I spoke to you at the start of the year, it was the minimum that was required was the promotion. Whatever about the league title, promotion certainly.
Yeah, like you said there at the start of your piece there about the, you know, Derry's demise, and it very much was a decade of decline. But I also said to you, ask me after three games how I think Derry would have done. And I think the day that they got out of Corrigan Park by the skin of their teeth was sort of the defining moment in the season.
Opening day, wasn't it?
Hey?
That was the opening day.
Yeah, that was opening day, and you know, Leitrim had hammered Wexford the same day, so nearly the league final was nearly set up from that day alone.
And tell me, what has been the reaction to the win? Well, obviously Damien McAuleen had come in last year and had, well, not through his fault, but really it had been a poor season by Derry standards. But I'm sure he's redeemed himself and redeemed the county a little bit.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing this year has been a wee bit more consistency. Obviously, the standard wouldn't have been as high as it had been in Division 3 in terms of opposition, but there was more stability to the team. Like this time last year, Kieran McFaul and Niall Keenan weren't part of it. You know, some of the Sandy Hill players weren't part of it. And last weekend, you know, they were some of the key players. Kieran McFaul missed the final, but for me, he was Derry's best player all season. And, you know, you add those things into it, and it's a massive help, you know, in this year's campaign. The win against Limerick was probably the big one. The five games out of five and a promotion. The last two games were dead rubbers, you know, they were poor games. And then, obviously, Croke Park. There were 7-4 down, and Leitrim, with a huge support, were energised by it. But Derry got 6 points in a row, and that more or less won them the game for me. The before half time put them into a 3-point lead, and that was the winning of the game for me.
Hmm. Yeah, you mentioned the Limerick game was the defining game in the league. The Corrigan Park Antrim, the opening round, was the defining game, but the important game was the important win was obviously Limerick, where you won promotion. How did the players, do you think, and how did they find the league and compared it to up higher in, say, Division 3 and Division 2, where quite a few of them would have played in?
Yeah, well, Chrissy McCaig actually said to me after the Wexford game that he had played in all divisions of the league, and he found the Division 4 was really, really tough in terms of every other team was set up really hard to beat, and they were going to some difficult venues. Shane McGuigan said the same. You know, there was that sort of expectation that Derry would win every game by a cricket score, and that pressure seemed to hang around them. You know, that pressure seemed to follow them. But, you know, I suppose when you see the talent that's available in Derry, promotion was just the only show in town. There was no other option. And I think going into the Championship now, that pressure is off. But I think they need to be approaching this Tyrone game with a let's throw the kitchen sink at Tyrone here. And I think that's what's really needed now at this stage, to really lift it on our level. Because in the last few meetings with Tyrone, there was no blood and thunder. There was no real bite as such. This May the 12th one has to be different, because that will sort of define Derry season, really, going into Division 3 next year with a serious Championship performances whatever way it pans out. And that Tyrone game, I think, is huge.
But before we talk about the Tyrone game, tell me, in terms of finding new players, any new players come through?
Yeah, well, an interesting statistic, just when you mentioned that, was Tyler Caffrey was on a podcast over the weekend, and he mentioned something like 18 players from Kerry's five in a row All-Ireland teams had broken through to their senior team. 18, you know, that's a fair whack of them. But in Derry's 26 last weekend, there was only 9 of them would have played minor during that same, you know, time frame of 5 years. You know, a lot's maybe been made of Derry's youth, but it's probably a more experienced team than we thought, you know. I'll probably like to have saw a few more under-20s into it, if I'm honest, you know, with Ben McCarron, I thought was a very exciting player, that the league might have helped him. But they've probably found Niall Keenan in again as a key defender. They've found a more central position for Kieran McFaul, which is a big thing. Shane McGuigan at full forward has been a revelation. And I suppose, you know, with that together with, you know, Brenton Rodgers at full back and Padraig Cassidy, that's probably been a real core to the team. And behind it all, I thought Chrissy McCaig's performance in the final against Leitrim was probably his best performance since Slant Neil's won over St Vincent's. He just bossed the game. So I think Derry have found a core, Tom, more than a group of young players, really. But I think going forward into 2020, I think it's time for more youth to come in. You know, when you see what Donegal are doing, when you see what Kerry are doing, I think that's going to have to be the next sort of step.
What, are they back in training already, or are they taking some time out now? Because it's very short to the 12th of May and Tyrone.
Yeah, well, it's club month, as you know, and like all the players are going to have 4 rounds of club games now. So I suppose once that's over, it'll be back into Tyrone mode again. I suppose, like every county manager, it'll be crossing your fingers and hoping that everything, you know, stays injury-free, you know, starting this weekend. So Tyrone and Derry have been drawn out in the preliminary round, so it's a little bit more difficult because it comes on you very quick. But there's probably a lot of the panellists need club football at this time, and maybe the change of environment and, you know, the wee bit of bite that comes with the Derry Leagues will help preparations.
And tell me, how is that that April rule regarded in Derry? Is it strictly kept? Is it, because if you're out on the 12th of May, you know, you have very little time to prepare and get a team ready for the championship. Because I know when Jim McGuinness was here and at East Pomp, he always reckoned for a big championship game, like a first round, and especially around a game like what you're facing against Tyrone, he needed a 4-week block of training. Certainly Damien McAleen isn't going to get that.
No, he's not going to have that. As I say, it starts this weekend, and where a lot of counties, like there's a lot of talk at the moment about what happened in Cork about this vote in the championship. But in Derry this year, the leagues have changed. They're now 12 team leagues, and there's 2 relegated automatically without playoffs. So this year's Derry leagues are going to be extremely competitive, maybe more so than ever. And of some club managers that I spoke to recently, you know, do you peak for the championship or do you peak for April? Because there's a 10-week break in the middle with no games. So effectively, the 4 games in April, Tom, for clubs are their championship. So county players can't afford to be rested. It'll be flat out starting this weekend. You know, I'm just looking down the fixtures. You've Lupin, Slant Neil, Glenn and Ballinascreen jumping out at you as 2 big games. You know, Mara Felton given. You know, there's county players more or less on every corner this weekend, and they will be, their clubs will need them. So it's going to be very difficult for county preparations. But, you know, Damien did say after, he just, you know, there's nothing he could do about that. It's just a case of crossing your fingers, hoping people get through. And as I said, probably club players will look forward to the change, knowing that they'll have to be at the peak of their power to play for their club. And as long as nobody gets injured, I think it's good preparation coming into Tyrone. bearing in mind that, you know, they'll probably have 2 weeks of solid, you know, on their own preparations then before that. But it all comes down to luck of the injuries, you know, there's no doubt about that.
So how many divisions do you have? If you have 12 teams, what is it, home and away, or just the one round?
Just one round of 11 games in Division 1A and Division 1B. And then in Division 2, there's 13 teams. Like last year, Tom, it went from 16 to 12, you know, and then in the Senior Championship, four of the Division 1B teams will play. So it's a wee bit different this time, but it's single round, and you know, a lot of managers that I spoke to are worried about April. They're worried about not picking up points and then find themselves in a dogfight. Maybe during the off season, sorry, not the off season, the mid season. There's cup competitions, but they haven't been bought into properly. You know, a lot of teams don't take them seriously.
So what, you play your league, your four league games, and then you go into cup competitions and you resume the league? Is it when Derry go out of the Championship? Or?
Yeah, you resume your leagues then in mid-July. So there's essentially from the start of May until mid-July, there's like cup competitions. And that's they ran it last year. Some clubs took them seriously, others didn't. For example, Lavie pulled out. But, you know, it worked out for them. They got to the county final for the first time since 1988. So, but
if a team pulls out this year, they'll have no football at all, club football, from say the 1st of May until the middle of July.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, and then the thing is, some lads will go to America because essentially they're not going to miss any action. Last year, now it worked out for some clubs, like for Ballinascreen, they had that long break, and they were struggling. But when they came back, Benny Hearn was back fit. They won a load of games in a row and ended up staying up.
Michael, thank you for joining us. You hear the music in the background. That means it's time to go. My thanks to John McConnell, to Michael McMullen of the County Derry Post. My thanks, as usual, to Jimmy Stafford, who is back on sound again tonight. From me, Tom Comick, Cugean Shachtan, Chahogan, Sonagas Bannock.